Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to this episode of Hope. This episode is on being alone, and I chose Psalm 121 and a song, I Give Myself Away, by William McDowell. And the reason I came up with this topic of being alone is it just seems like, especially maybe I'm speaking to singles, brothers and sisters in Christ, because when singles, 20-somethings, to 60-somethings. So if you haven't been married, if you have and you are divorced, if your spouse is deceased, if you're a widow, a widower, or just waiting on the Lord to provide you with the right person to share your life with, I'm just speaking to you in particular today. I'm in one of those categories, and I have people around me, but at the same time, sometimes it can be not lonely, but alone, being that you don't have someone to talk to share some of the crazy things going on in your brain and just to download and then to receive feedback. It's very calming. I understand why the Lord wanted us, or made woman out of man, to be a helper and to just walk alongside with. Because when you think about it, it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're three in one. And the Lord made for a man and a woman to come together so that they could help each other, lift each other up, pray for each other, walk together. And when you are not in a relationship, or sometimes when you are married, you can still feel very alone, because maybe the person you're with is either not a Christian or not the right person, or and not walking with Christ, and you are. And so it that dynamic is not the greatest. So in whatever situation you are in, remember that you are never alone, because the Holy Spirit is always with you. The Lord is always with you. You can always talk to Him. Anything you want to say, the Lord is waiting to hear from you. And I know sometimes one can just get really down, and it's okay to be in that space for a moment. And but the thing is not to stay in that space. That is not what is best for us, and that's not how we are supposed to be. So reach out to the Lord first and foremost. Just say the Lord's Prayer or something, or anything, or just call Jesus, 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 because I've been there, I've done that. I'm just calling Jesus over and over again. It's like, Lord, I need you. I need your help. I need you. I need your help. I need you to get me out of this state of mind. I need you to bring me out of this hole I'm in. I need you. And the answers usually come in a scripture. If I just open my Bible, scripture pops up and it's like, oh, that is what I needed. or if I'm listening to a Christian radio station, a song comes on that just speaks directly to what I'm going through or what I need to hear. And so it's important to, and if you're not doing any of those, just reach out to a friend or something, send a text. It's like, are you available to talk? And that does wonders also, just to hear another voice, especially another Christian voice. It changes your mood. It changes how you feel. It gives you different perspective. A couple of people reached out to me last week and they just needed to talk and just have a different voice, a different sound bite. And it reminded me that I too need to reach out. When I do need help, I need to reach out and I need to talk to my sisters and brothers in Christ, because it is so important to have that connection. That's why it's also good to find a good church to go to, because it sets you right for the week. When you start in fellowship and praise and worship to the Lord, it shifts one's mindset to focus on the Lord always. And I know sometimes dynamics in the church just might not be the greatest, but it is still very important to find a church community. And if it's just one person you reach out and chat to when you're at church that day, it makes a difference to the rest of your week. So I just pray that if you are feeling alone, if you are alone, remember you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is always with you. You can always reach out. You can listen to podcasts or shows or music. And you can just sometimes, I'll blast a praise and worship song and sing at the top of my lungs. And then I'm dancing like there's nobody watching. And it just frees you of being in this mindset that, oh my gosh, everything is doom and gloom. So I pray that is not you this day. And if it is, know that you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you. The Lord is with you. He's praying over you. Jesus is praying for you. He sees you. He knows your heart. He knows your mind. The prayer, I think I've said it before, somebody had said on the radio, is to, when one gets up first thing in the morning, is, Lord, please get into my head before I do. And that's so important, an important reminder, because once we get into our heads and start thinking of all these things that we should not be thinking of, it's like if we have the Lord in our heads right off the bat, then he paves the way of all his beautiful attributes of peace, of love, of joy, of grace, of mercy, of goodness, of righteousness. He's our redeemer. He's our provider. He's our protector. He's a way maker. He's a promise keeper. He's light in the darkness. He is joy. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. The plans he has for us are good. So just remember that and keep all the positive phrases in your mind, or scriptures that you can just go to the minute your mind starts going down a path that is not wholesome or good or right for the body. And as I said, reach out, blast some Christian music, dance like there's nobody watching, and just ruminate on the Psalms and the songs, on the words, on the lyrics of the songs as well. the song I Give Myself Away, as I said, some of the lyrics are like, take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans, I place them in your hands. Because sometimes some of those thoughts that are going through our minds, it's like we don't see our prayers coming to fruition. We're not seeing it in our own timing. And we just have to remember that it's God's timing, not ours. And he sees you, he hears you, he loves you, he is with you, he will never leave you, he will never forsake you. So please remember that. Know that you are not alone. God is with you. The Holy Spirit always is with you, walking alongside of you. So call on to the Lord, call on to friends, call on to brothers and sisters in Christ. And I pray you are lifted and you find joy in the little things. That is, in Jesus' name, I do pray. And Psalm 121 reads, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen. Beautiful psalm. When I think of that psalm, I look up, because when we are looking down, we're looking at our problems. When we look up, we're casting it up to the Lord. It's like, Lord, you've got this. You've got this. You are answering our prayers. You hear us. Please give us the patience. Please give us maybe just a smidget. Open our eyes to see the miracles that you are performing in our lives every day, and touch our hearts so that we are not so low or so down or so feeling so alone. And I pray the Lord reaches out and touches you, or sends someone to reach out to you in your time of need, because that is what the Lord does. So I pray the rest of your day is blessed and good. You are not alone. You are not alone. God loves you, and so do I. And until next time, be blessed and encouraged.